KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Hey, we got a full crowd here today.
Unbelievable.
Who are you?
All here. We started on time.
And someone spiked my coffee with whiskey.
Somebody spiked your coffee already.
And we're only going to go 5 minutes over. That's not bad.
No. We won't do that to Randy today.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, man. Let's quickly go because these guys got to get it in the boat.
First of all, we got to talk a little bit update about I went out fishing. Neil and I went out fishing yesterday. And of course, Neil just uncovers, doesn't even uncover the boat. Just, it's full of stuff.
Full of dust?
I cleaned it out with the steel leaf blower, though. My old boat.
We get out there. And the motor's hitting on one cylinder.
Oh.
And I'm not kidding you. We were going so fast.
How fast were you going?
Well, there was a family of ducks behind us. And I was like, go around. Go around. Go around, you guys.
This motor was a Randy Aggermeyer special I got last year.
Bought it for $50 and then I had to stick a couple hundred into it.
Then I spit and I still outrun the boat. You know. I tell you one thing you didn't have to worry about, though. You weren't going to lose your hat.
No, halfway back, Randy said, I'll jump out, swim in, and back the trailer in. By the time I got to shore, trailer's back.
Yeah, well. Really. I'll swam him all the way to shore.
Oh, man.
We caught fish. That's all that matters.
You caught a fish or two. Well,
on that old little boat. That was kind of fun.
I hear rumors that Lake Oahe's been heating up here for the last couple weeks, and nothing's going to change today. Good morning to Brent Chemnitz out in Mobridge, South Dakota. We're going to head there for a quick little update, Brent. What's new in the world of Mobridge?
Well, like you said, Oahe is not only heating up, it's on fire out here. It's crazy how good the bite is right now out here. Lots of people coming out and they've heard about it, and the game fishing parks towed it, and they were right about this northern end. It's going to be a good year out here.
Fish look healthy. What size? What color? How deep?
How fast? What kind of boat?
Could you give me your GPS coordinates?
Right? Size line?
Yep. Yes, the fish look very healthy. We're putting a lot of fish in the boat that are, I would say our average fish right now is right around 16-inch mark. Just really fat fish, though. They look like the fish of old where they've got just tons of fat pouring out of them when you clean them. We've seen a lot of smelt in the area on the graphs, and these fish are really benefit because of it too. So, catching lots of numbers of fish. There are starting to be quite a few small fish starting to show up too. A lot of 14.5 to 15.5 inch fish starting to show up too. So, looks good for the future. Also,
they've been getting they're doing live bait already out in a little deeper water.
We have not been fishing deeper water. It's much considered 3 foot deeper water.
When I met deep water, I was wondering if he's gone out into that 8-9 foot of water off the shoreline.
8 or 9 foot of water.
Oh, 9 foot. You know, most of our fish are coming from anywhere from 3 to 12 foot of water.
Okay,
they're up shallow and.
So you haven't moved out to that 30 to 40 foot range yet?
No.
Not yet. No, nope, not yet. It's nice when they stay shallow. It makes it pretty easy.
So there's enough bait in that Mobridge area to keep fish around there for another month, I hope, or two. With the advent and you seeing and hearing about all these smelt, people keep going, hey, I got a trip planned to Gettysburg, to the Whitlocks in 2 weeks. Are there going to be any fish down there? Hey.
No, I think there will. I really do. I think it just seems like it's just, you know, the reservoir is kind of firing from north to south like it always does. And I would say within 2 weeks, I'd say Gettysburg would start to see a real good bite down there. So, yeah, I think it's going to happen down there this year, I think.
Traditionally, for a lot of years, when we had a smelt population in that baby, those fish would migrate with the smelt and just take a trip south. But they haven't done that much in the last few years.
Well, we just haven't had the numbers of smelt, and I don't know that we do still have the numbers that are gonna, you know, that are gonna make these fish follow those big large numbers of smelt down south. But it's good to see that we do have some smelt in the system, and we're, I mean, I've cleaned a lot of fish this spring already that have had schmelt in them, so they definitely schmelt. So
that's awesome. Well, they're on them early. They're on them early. Yeah. They all stay on them.
Yep. Well, and that's the thing, is everything has happened so quick here this year. I mean, with that late winter that we had, the ice came off, and I'm telling you, a week later, the spawn was done with, and the bite was on. It was, and now we're looking at close to 70-degree water temperatures already, which is just mind-boggling for the way we started out.
Especially for all that water that's coming out of Montana and coming through those dams. If that water temperature's 70, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's not quite there, but it's getting there. The thing with that new water coming into the system, I think we're going to, our temperatures will stay at that probably most of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't think we're going to see the close to 80-degree water temps this year like we have in the past. So, yeah.
That's good, too. So yes, that's a walleye report, Brent. You hearing anybody else with any other types of success? Crappies, catfish, northerns?
Yeah, and there again, the northern bite was short-lived, of course, you know, with the quick spring that we had. Crappies just had not showed up on their spawning beds like they have in the past. In fact, I cleaned three of them yesterday, and they all still had their eggs. So I don't know what's gonna happen with the crappies, if they're going to actually skip their spawn this year or what the deal is, but it just doesn't seem like they've moved up, and they should be there now. I mean, 60 degrees is kind of the temperature where they start spawning, and we just haven't seen them up there. So,
One of the best crappie populations for size and numbers that there is in the country right now. So,
yeah,
hope
when
it
you
stays
get
that way.
They're incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Hope it stays that way. I saw a picture with a bunch of them the other day from up at Pollock. So, someone got on them up there.
Yep, and. It's hit or miss here, too. I mean, one day we can get into them pretty good. The next day, it's really tough to find them. So,
hey, Brent, you got a big tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks. Is there any room left in that Denny Palmer Memorial?
I think there's some slots left in the tournament, definitely.
That
could
be a fun one.
That's going to be a good tournament this year, too. We've gone to 2 days on that thing, so we changed the format a little bit. And, it's filling up, but I know there's still some slots available.
Okay. Any big fish showing up yet from up north? They've been around Bismarck and within that 10-20 miles south of Bismarck, but I would guess things are going to start to head that way. Any sights of big fish?
We've seen a few. I wouldn't say, you know, like a consistent big number of them by any means, but I've seen some pictures of some 29 inchers that have come out here in the last couple of weeks, and but like I said, the over 20 fish, there just isn't the number of them. They're kind of still recovering from that flood in 2011. And so if you were to say you're going to come out here and catch a bunch of over 20s, probably not going to happen. But, I mean, to come out here and catch the quality of fish that we're catching right now, I mean, they're just awesome little fish right now. So
17, 18, 19?
Lots of 17 to 19-inch fish in the system, lots of them.
Good day.
It is time to load the kids up and head on out, guys. All right. Well, let's get a phone number. I'm sure the guiding spots are going to fill up quickly, but let's get a phone number for a place to stay and a place to find a guide.
Absolutely. So our motel number here at the Molrest Motel is 605-845-3668, and you can reach the guide service at the exact same number. So, yeah, and like you said, I mean, our June is pretty well booked up. I've got actually quite a few spots available in July. So, yeah, and I think this fishing is going to carry right on through July. So, yeah.
Well, that's great news for the central part of South Dakota and Lake Oahe. Things are coming. It won't be long.
Yes.
Well, yep. Brent, we appreciate you taking a few minutes before you head out on the water this morning. We'll let you go pick up your clients.
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Well, now you guys can you get a fishing report What's your fishing report local while Randy gets Louis Valence on?
The fishing around here is so good. Randy was catching fish last night.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's good.
Would you get Snoopy out?
I did. No, I did. Actually, I was fishing with Neil. Here's another funny story because about every rod and reel he's got in his boat, is one of them is worth more than his boat and motor together. I'm not kidding you.
What's he using? Huh?
Well,
what's he got?
I was using the Fenwick.
I brought
my own.
Oh.
Yeah, we had more rods and reels and tackle. We could have sold our boat six times over, we figured.
you loaded the boat up with that anyway.
Yeah.
What a joke.
I tell you what, though, the water was a little over 72 degrees.
Yep.
And we were fishing at, you know, 8 to 10 foot of water, and we were actually using some live bait that was working well.
We were doing better on live bait than pitching, which kind of surprised me.
I got one at that shallows. The tank that I sent a picture of.
Yeah, that's a nice fishy.
That was actually caught right next to the boat on a plug.
It hit a Selmo about a foot away from the boat, took it straight down.
Casting?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was fun.
That's all fun.
It is. But otherwise, everything else was, you know, caught. It was all live baits working. I've heard that live bait's been going strong. I mean, look at Albert. It's all live bait up there, and they're just going, it's been on fire.
I bet I can catch him with a flipper tail. Plastic.
I don't know. Neil.
I had a flicker tail on there for a little while.
No, a flipper tail plastic.
Oh, a flipper tail. I had a twitch tail, I guess.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet we could get him to go maybe on something other than that live bait.
If you would come out and play sometime, we could do that.
I will bet out and play.
We had
someday.
Room for you, but the boat would have probably went 3 miles an hour. I'm not kidding. I put the front trolling motor on; it was going faster than the back motor.
I'm still beating down a monster, so I'll be out to play with you soon, guys.
Really, ducks, go around. We're sick of it, you guys.
All right,
lined up behind us like cordwood.
Let's move on down about 70 miles south on Lake Oahe. And we've got Louis Valence, who's got a couple things going on. There's a really cool little fishing gathering that they're going to put on. And then also, I'd like to hear what's happening down in his part of the country on Lake Oahe. Good morning, Louis.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Not so bad. Take the show over, Louis. What do you have going on out there?
Well, it's a great day today. There's no wind, and the river is flat.
See you later.
Fishing. What's that?
He's heading to the river. He just took off. Yeah. He left us high and dry here. He's heading to the river. It was flat.
It was flat, no waves for once. It's kind of a rare day. But anyways, the fishing is picking up. There's not a lot of traffic on this end of the lake yet. Everybody's headed to the upper part of the lake, which is just phenomenal. But there are people catching fish. The guys that are going out are doing well. There was reports of a group this weekend, I think they had 5 boats in their party, and they had their 40 fish for the weekend, so they were pretty happy. Nice fish. They're super healthy. A lot of them 16, 17, 18-inch fish. I think Oahe is definitely on the rebound.
So the guides that are homing from the central and lower ends of Lake Oahe are not the lower end, but the area, the central parts of Lake Oahe that you're from, Louis, still need to do a little hauling of your clients up north a little, huh?
Yeah, you know, to get a consistent bite, yes. We're heading up towards that Akaska area, but there are fish going in that Whitlock area. The fish are real shallow, way back in the creeks and in the bays, that 4 to 5, 6 foot of water. And it's just warmer water, and they're more active and ready to eat after spawn. But I think the bigger numbers are just a little bit north of us yet.
Yeah, the Moreau, I think, was starting the Swan Creek, and the Moreau just kind of getting started this week. New Everett's was starting to really heat up that area between Mulbridge and Akaska. But I've got to hunch if they're starting in Akaska that the Dodge Draw.
It's not very far away.
Islands area is probably they're probably starting to pick up a few there.
Absolutely, they're here. Like I said, it's just I think later in the day, as the sun comes up and the water warms up, they get a little more active. But there's definitely fish. You hear reports out back in Swiftbird, real shallow, so they're definitely moving down our way.
What What else you have reports on out there? Crappies aren't really prevalent down south of Akaska in your part of the country, but there's going to be a few searching for a smallmouth bass in your part of the world here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks. Probably already are.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Some might be out there.
We see lots of those guys running around looking for different fish right now. You know, tournament boats are all over the place. There's a real good smallmouth bite. You know, you just get in there and get shallow and get working for those guys too. Find some rocks where they're, I think, looking for their spawn beds and getting ready for that here in the future. But they, the bass are definitely going.
Yeah. I wonder, end of June, will they be catching them about spawning time? Or it depends on what that water temperature does.
Definitely the water temp should be warm enough. I know I was just come through North Dakota last week, and they were flooding like crazy up by Williston. So I think they're going to run a lot of water through the system here, and it's going to keep the temperature down. So that spawn might be a little later this year. Which might make things real interesting for those guys.
Yeah, could put some big bellies on some of those fish that they're going to catch. If those of you that are listening are not aware, the Bass Elite, Bassmasters Elite Series, who we talked about last week on the show, they're going to be on Lake Oahe June 29th through July 2nd, I believe,
yep,
is the dates
I believe
on
that's
those.
It. Yep.
And they'll get up into Louis' part of the country.
They'll go as far as they have to.
Yeah, they will. They will definitely. That's an easy run from. Are they taking off from Spring Creek? So that's not a bad run up to the bridges where you're at, Louie.
Yeah, that. Yeah, it's not bad. Especially with those guys, they get a little crazy and they run pretty fast. So they'll be up in this part of the area pretty quick, and I think there'll be some really good fish caught up in here.
Yeah, what have you guys been seeing for sizes on those fish? Not to turn this into a bass show, but it's going to be interesting to see what they come back for weights. What is your expectation? Are you thinking 3-4 pounds of fish, or are we going to talk 5 pounds at all?
You know, there's a lot of them 3-4 pound class. I mean, they're all over the place. We did get some 5-pounders last fall. And I even had one in the boat that went 6'4". So there's some dandies. There's some big fish. And if they're full of eggs, they're going to be heavy.
Yeah, that's going to make it really interesting. I think they're going to have to go through a lot of numbers to get into those, but maybe not. Maybe where the numbers are is not where the big fish are hanging out. So, wow, those are nice fish.
It seems like they kind of run in schools when you find the bigger batch of a fish. There's a bunch of them.
A bunch of bigger ones together.
Yes. Yeah. Neil, you got a question? Randy, got a question for Louie before we get into that little fishing?
You know, you sent me off on bass and I started falling asleep, so I don't have much for questions.
Don't let him do this to me, Louie.
I set my alarm for walleye.
We are multi-species show here, boys.
I did bass and I just go.
I just can't do it. You know, I can't rip, shatter, bait, rattle, bait, skip, jump, and rope like I was with Taylor Swift in the front of the boat all day long.
Flipping a pig up in the mat.
Making that baby scream. That's bass fishing.
Hey, we are working on getting Gerald Swindell here before. I am serious.
Love him.
I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but we're working on
it. It'd be great to talk to him.
Being able to the challenge with someone like that, Louie, is, you know, getting them on a Thursday morning like we've caught Louie here without anything else going on. So Louie started working at 5 a.m. this morning. Oops. So he's on his coffee break right now.
Oh,
already got a limited in the boat then, Louie?
No, not yet, but shortly.
There you go.
Shortly. All right, little accident on Brush Lake with a couple friends, and you guys have a little gathering coming up. Is that on Lake Thompson? Where are you guys holding that?
It is on Lake Thompson this year. This is the second annual. Last year we had it on Chamberlain. This year it's July 14th on Saturday, Lake Thompson, and be out of the state park there. We have a rules meeting Saturday, Friday, July 13th at the Lake Preston Fire Hall in Lake Preston.
All right.
It's a 50-man team. We've had a ton of interest this year. It's been great. There's just a handful of spots open still, and tons of door prizes, and it's just going to be a fun get-together tournament, and just so everybody can have fun and have the kids there and get everyone involved.
So 52 two-person, three-person teams.
Two to three-man teams.
Okay, two to three-person.
$150 entry fee.
July 14th, Lake Thompson, but you need to have someone at the rules meeting. Probably better get signed up pretty quick. Let's get a contact on how they can sign up in this last 30 seconds we've got.
Absolutely. You can call myself at 690-1919 or Molly, which is the backbone, and she is at
680-7626. 680-7626.
That's for good golly Miss Molly's number.
Good golly Miss Molly. Yeah. You're going to get some phone calls here quickly, Molly.
All right.
And so these are the guys who took their last duck hunt two falls ago. Oh, I believe it was in November. And didn't make her back. Tough day. But they're going to remember those guys down on Lake Thompson.
Good for them.
So,
deal.
Yeah. Fun
tournament. All right.
Nice work, Louie. It's
thank
good
you,
to
hey,
good
thanks,
to hear
Gary.
Your voice. We'll let you get out and get trucking and get some fish found.
See you later.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. Another week on the water, in the air, full house. Next week I can do a live report maybe for you.
Where are you going?
Don't know. Can't tell. Otherwise everybody knows. It's
right.
A secret. All right. Over and out, we'll send this baby over to Randy Grimes.